Hey, Dead and Gone fans, Jake Brennan here to tell you about the new season of my other show, Disgraceland, where we are now telling insane stories, not just about musicians, but also about artists, authors, actors, athletes in our Icon series. These are icons who possess dangerously compelling rock and roll hearts. I'm talking about Andy Warhol, Anthony Bourdain, Kobe Bryant, Hunter S. Thompson. Okay, we get the rock and roll side covered as well. Van Halen, Chris Cornell. You can check out episodes on all these icons and more by searching up Disgraceland wherever you get your podcasts and giving us a follow. Until then, here's a clip from our recent episode on the late, great Anthony Bourdain. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Rock-a-rolla. The heart of Manhattan beats from the working class. Bus drivers and busboys, working stiffs and waitresses, bartenders pouring punch-out cold ones to stiff upper lips, taxi drivers and doormen with more information than you need, daily rag scribes and night watchmen, cops, construction workers, dealers too. And if you're not careful, you'll get caught up in the grind and miss the beauty of the sweat and the hustle. Lose it all to the bustling sound of the lonesome streets. Wake up in a midtown high-rise with a mortgage and a wife and a kid in a separate apartment. But if you keep your ears open, each night you'll hear the sound of the mission bell, that universal sign that it's time to blow off steam, quitting time. And when you're too tired to think and too wired to go home, this is the time when you're reminded of your station in life, reminded of where you're supposed to be, bellied up to the bar with the rest of your kind, cursing your boss's greed and your customer's stupidity, toasting your coworkers on a job well done, barely ready for a four-hour crash, an inevitable hangover, an unspoken gratitude for the fact that you get to get up too early, too sore, and too smart to know any better, so that you, my friend, can go back to work and do it all over again. To an outsider, the kitchen during the nightly rush looked and sounded like chaos, but you've got it all under control. Sure, the slips are firing in muy rapido, senor, and the floor staff looks haggard and scared, and the dishwasher's gone on one of his mid-shift sabbaticals in the back alley, and the sous chef may have just quit, or he may just be in the can with explosive diarrhea, and no one will acknowledge that the phone has been ringing unanswered for what you swear to God has been all frigging night long, and the owner just decided that right fucking now of all times is the time to pop in to bust your balls in front of his investors. Yes, that all may be happening at the moment, and it might spell chaos for the uninitiated civilian looking in on your kitchen, but you're no civilian. You're a professional chef, or at least a very capable cook. And this is your kitchen. Even if you don't own a piece, even if you're fighting a daily heroin Jones, even if you're a functioning alcoholic, even if you haven't seen your new wife in the daylight in 6 weeks, and even if you can't speak Spanish yet, that's all that most of your employees speak, even if your fish guy went on the lam and your meat guy isn't returning your calls, none of this matters because you thrive in this chaos. In fact, this isn't chaos at all. This, to you, for some unexplained reason, makes sense. It's organized. At least to you it is. You know your way around these challenges. You and you alone know how to solve these problems. But these are the only problems you know how to solve. Kitchen problems. Outside the kitchen, that's chaos. You haven't paid your rent on time, well, ever. You're perpetually 3 months behind and dodging your landlord. The creditors are after you and the tax man looms. You haven't been to a doctor for a preemptive checkup for what seems to be your entire adult life, and you're barreling toward middle age with a needle hanging out of your arm during a time in history when intravenous drug use can spell instant death. It's July, and your Christmas tree is still standing in the corner of your apartment, deader than Vince Guaraldi and twice as pathetic as Charlie Brown. You and your wife, Nancy, are too ashamed to even bring it down to the corner for the trash man to pick up for fear of what your neighbors might think. You have next to no social life. You subsist on deli sandwiches and Simpsons reruns. Life as you live it is barely any life at all. But work is where you thrive, and after work is when you come alive. The sun ruled. The Sun King. On the beach, crashed out, tanning away the heroin pallor, asleep in the sand in the late morning hours. Before that, it was the train out to Rockaway, nodding out having finished the last of your smack, freaking out the civilians on their early morning rush hour commute. Club 57, the Mug Club, CBGB, wherever junkie guitar players reign supreme on stage, you were there. Past the line of pedestrians to the sympathetic doorman who'd been bribed with steak sandwiches from your kitchen. The kitchen you'd closed hours ago. You hit the bar after closing with a couple employees. Someone thought 96 Tears by Question Mark and the Mysterians was a good idea, and they were right. It blasted from the jukebox. A fat line of coke was laid out on said bar, along the length of the entire bar. The adult portion of the evening was now in full effect, commenced by you mounting the bar, getting down on all fours, and hoovering as much of that long line of blow as your aching heart would allow. You needed the bump, something to come back from the weakness brought on by the illicit rendezvous in the dry goods area with the cute waitress. Hey, it happened. So what? You don't know how it got started. It just did. Sort of like this night. It just got started. Sort of like all the nights. You scammed. You sprinted. You ran hard and fast. Hard and fast away from yourself until finally you ended up right back where you started. In the kitchen. Unless, of course, it was a day off. Then you couldn't run away. You couldn't hide from yourself or from what you'd become. A junkie. When there was nowhere left to go, and no more drugs left to do, no shifts to pick up, you found yourself where you feared you would inevitably end up. Alone. Not even your junkie wife could help. She was nodding off on her own trip. So it was just you. Just you in the deep, dark, dirty mirror. Alone at rock bottom.